Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains of a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. That exciting scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 3.
Dearest Father, I know that Jesus said that we will be able to discern the signs of the times before His return. Lord, as I look around this world of darkness, I know that Jesus' return is imminent. I pray that I will stay prepared daily for that glorious day. Refine me in the fire, Father, that I may be ready to meet my bridegroom. Revive in me the excitement of seeing my Savior face to face. Amen.
Today, be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, are you living each day like your last on this earth? This could be the last day. This could be the day that Christ returns.
Today's action. Pray that Jesus' return is soon and that we will do our part to usher it in. Today's treasure. Found in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, 18 through 22. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens a door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.